Understand what I'm saying? That's fine.
All right, let's see. That should.
I don't think so. Would you mind saying something? Just testing the mic. If there's.
Yeah.
That should be.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind. Just your background, where you're from, and how you got playing the music. And
yeah, sure. Well, I came here in 1989.
Okay.
And let's see, in the 90s, I think 90 probably, I started in a mariachi group that I was located in Jamaica Plain.
Okay.
And that's how I started. I began with that group. And I played with them for about probably 8 years, maybe.
Is that Jose's group?
That was Pepe's group.
Okay.
Yeah, Pepe's group. Yep. But I played with him probably around eight years, I said.
Okay.
But then, you know, I decided to make my own group, you know, start something different, you know.
Yep.
And I have my own group for a little while. Probably I worked with it for 6 years, maybe. And finally, last year, everybody kind of have different ideas, you know. So the group dissolved, you know. So,
okay.
That's how I became a member of Rigor's Mariachi, you know.
Okay.
Stampa de America. I start, yeah, last year. Around January, maybe last year.
Okay. And what instrument do you play?
Well, I do different things. Depends what they need me to do.
Yeah.
You know, I play guitar ron. That's my first instrument, which is bass. You know, bass guitar.
Yeah.
And I also play vihuela, guitar,
yeah.
A little guitar, six string guitar. And the vihuela is the typical Mexican guitar. You know, the small one, five strings guitar. I play that one too. And I'm also one of the first voices, you know, of the group.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much, that's my role in the group.
Did I feel like he told me that, do you play bajo sexto as well? Or
I do too.
Okay.
I do too. I was with my old group, I was playing that. Because we have two different groups where I was before, you know.
Okay.
One of them was Norteño group.
Oh, really? Okay.
The one we use accordion, electric bass, drums, and a bajo sexto.
Okay.
I was playing the bajo sexto, and I was writing songs for the group, you know. We did a CD.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we recorded a CD with that group.
What was that group called?
That was called Instinto.
Instinto?
Yeah. And we have that group for, I don't know, 2 years probably.
Okay.
And plus we have the mariachi at the same time.
Yeah.
And we were doing both things, you know, we're trying to combine both things. The mariachi is more, you know, the music that we play for mariachi is like for restaurants, bars and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And the Norteño group, we use that one for like parties, you know, for clubs and all that, so people can dance a little bit, you know. So, because the music is a little more rhythm, you know.
Yeah. Now, there's not, it's funny, I've been trying to find Norteño groups in Massachusetts, and I couldn't find any. I know that
Rigo played the accordion.
The
group.
Were you the only group that?
We were the only one, but I mean the group dissolved, right? Like I told before, everybody kind of trying different things, but my partner. You know, we both was owner of the group, the Norteño group.
Okay.
He still have that group in Massachusetts.
Okay.
He's around playing somewhere.
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Marvin Gomez.
Okay.
He's using some other name now.
Okay.
And I lost track of him. I don't know where he is right now. But I have heard of a couple songs of his new group on the radio. So he's around. He still got the Norteño group.
Okay.
So probably you can find him. I have no clue where he is now.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But I know he's around.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, one of the where are you? Where did you come here from originally? Where were you born?
I'm from El Salvador.
Oh, you are.
I was born in El Salvador.
Okay.
I came here when I was 17 years old.
Okay.
A little while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like everybody, you know, I came here just to work, you know, try different style of life, you know.
Yeah.
But
what made you decide to stay?
Well, I like it here.
Yeah.
I like it, and like I say, I found a nice group where I was playing, you know, doing what I like to do, you know, just pretty much just working every weekend, you know, with the group, and we always have gigs. And
okay. Now, do you live in?
I live in East Boston right now.
East Boston. Okay.
Yeah. When I came here, I came straight to Chelsea.
Yep.
I lived there for, I don't know, 14, 15 years probably.
Okay.
And recently I just moved to East Boston.
Okay.
That's where I'm living right now.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I'm trying to get a sense of that's really struck me about Elias's group as opposed to some of the other ones that I've seen, like Veronica
Robles,
yeah, or Pepe's group. Seems like you guys do a lot of so like a multi-ethnic group, you know, like there's El Salvadoran, Mexican, Guatemalan.
Oh yeah, there's always people from different countries, you know.
Yeah.
Like when I was playing with Pepe. Well, I'm Salvadorian, and there was a couple more guys Salvadorian also, and also Mexicans, Colombians. We always had different type of people, you know, different countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we all get along pretty good, you know.
Does that come into the music at all? You know, in terms of like the songs that you play or the style that you play.
Well, I think yeah, and. Pretty much everybody that is playing right now in Massachusetts and certain mariachis, you know, they all were doing this back in their country.
Yeah.
So when they came here, they tried to integrate to whatever group is around, you know. That's what I think we come together,
okay.
You know, because we're trying to do the same thing we were doing before, you know. And, it doesn't matter, you know, where you came from, as long as you get along with the members of the other group.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, and that's one of, you know, what I know about, like, the history of Chelsea and immigration in Chelsea. You know, people, like, 10 years ago used to talk about how there was a lot of tension between different Latino communities over there. And the stuff that you guys do with your music is very like there's a lot of solidarity there.
Oh yeah,
and
definitely.
Does that like do you find that kind of extends to the community? You know, like when you're playing for people.
I think it got a lot to do with it. You know, because music like kind of you know put you together. You know, and makes sense. You know, you kind of feel it and you don't care. You don't mind. You know, where you're coming from or anything like that.
Yeah.
You just got the feeling. You know, and I don't think. Anybody think you know? I don't like this music because this guy is a certain country or whatever. You
yeah.
know? I don't think anybody think like that. As long as you do a nice work, you know, everybody enjoy what you do. You know.
Maybe you can answer a question that I've got.
Sure.
That you know, like as a community outsider, like myself, like that. When you go to like a taqueria or to a bar like Rancho Grande or you know it's definitely like a Mexican theme, you know, like serapes and sombreros and the music is Mexican, mariachi is Mexican, the food is Mexican, and yet the people who are there and the people who are playing in the group aren't necessarily Mexican, you know. It's like a definite like Mexican identity, it seems like.
Oh yeah.
How does that work?
Well, I think that worked pretty good because the thing is Mexican music is really popular, you know. It's not only Mexico, it's in the whole Latin America, you
yeah.
know. So when we're in different bars or restaurants like that, it doesn't matter, you know. It's just people, you start playing and people recognize what you're doing fast, you know, they know what you're doing. They
yeah.
know the song. They start enjoying it. They start screaming, you know, whatever. You know,
yeah.
that's that's the major thing, I think, you know, because they know the music, and it doesn't matter where they come from, you know. I think that's what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how about when you play for, like, if you guys play at a fair in Union Square or Davis Square or someplace like that, and it's mostly a non-Latino audience?
Pretty much American.
What are they... like, what's the reaction? I mean, I know a lot of people who like mariachi music, but they don't necessarily understand it. They see it, they'll see you guys on stage and they'll think, okay, well, there's a Mexican group, you know. It's
really interesting, the reaction of the people, you know, because we have played, I don't know, so many times for just American Orient, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting, you know, the reaction that they take. They welcome us, they make it feel like we're playing for Mexico, let's say, you know. Mm-hmm. They enjoy the music, even though they don't know the songs probably, they don't know what we're saying, but they're enjoying it. You know,
okay.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's amazing.
Now, is it funny to you guys at all when, you know, like, you're Salvadoran, for someone to think that you're Mexican because of the music that you're playing?
Yeah, sometimes it's really curious, you know, and they say, well, what part of Mexico you are? And I'm like, I'm not Mexican.
Right.
And they're like, so how come you're doing this, you know? Well, and I just play what I explained you before, right?
Yeah.
That the music is not only Mexican, you know, it is all over Latin America. So I grew up with this music, you know, as a child, you know, I start listening to these songs, you know, the older songs, and that's how you start, you know, feeling the music, you know, this typical style, you know.
Yeah.
That's how you start loving it, and you can't stop doing it, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're not Mexican or anything like that. So when anybody asks me why you're doing this, you know, I don't feel offended or anything like that, you know, because I know it's hard to understand probably why are you doing it if you're not from this country, you know? But there's an explanation, one I just gave you, you know? I mean, we grew up with this music and we're loving it, like any Mexican, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same
thing. It's great music. It seems to me like your group now is different from the other mariachis that I've seen in Massachusetts. It's much more, first it has the accordion in it.
We have the accordion in it,
And it seems much more stripped down, like the older mariachi sound, like the, not so much, you know, like after those mariachi movies.
Exactly, not too typical,
like
the old mariachis, yeah, not too classic. That's,
yeah.
Well, that's what one of the reasons we integrate the accordion, because you can do more, you know, when it comes to Mexican music. Because Mexican music is not only mariachi, you know.
Right.
Like, it's a Norteño music. And the people we have around here, there's a lot of Central American, and they love Norteño music. So once we put the accordion together with the mariachi, it's like we're doing both things at the same time, you know, playing the classical music and mariachi music, and the Norteño also. So it's like we're covering both types of style, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the major things.
I think it's really cool. I know that it's not typical, you know, like it's not what you'd see. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't see it in the classical mariachis. You don't see the accordion. You know?
Yeah.
But I think that's one of the reasons that why we put the accordion, so we can cover more, you know, what people want, you know, what they request. You know.
Would you say that? I don't know. I always think of the accordion as being like typical of like working class music, whether it's Norteño music or country western music or those sorts of things. Is that? Do you find that? I don't know, attracts a certain audience, or you know what I mean? It seems much more down home than like.
I think people that know the accordion, you know, they kind of wondering what we're gonna do with the accordion.
Yep.
When we're on stage, they wanna hear what you're gonna do, you know, because they know the accordion is not Mexican, of course, right? so they know that, and they're interested in seeing what we can do, you know. Right. So that makes it more interesting, you know, and attractive to the audience, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we come up with this style, you know, Norteño style. Like I said before, it's to cover more land, you know, more of the style.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that way we can please more of the people, more of the audience, you know, like they like different style. Like the Central American people, they love Norteño music, you know, and that's why we do it, you know, that's why for the recording. You know.
Huh. Chelsea's a really interesting community as far as like the makeup of the Latino community, you know, it's much more diverse than it seems like Lawrence or Worcester or Springfield or, you know, those areas. You know, it seems like you have a lot of people from a lot of different countries.
From a lot of different countries, that's true, yeah. There's so many Guatemalan people in Chelsea, Salvadorians a lot, and Mexican, there's many Mexicans around. So, and the interesting part is that we all get along pretty good now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a huge difference from the 90s till today, you know? It's a huge difference.
What do you think made that change, you know? Like,
Well, I think people start accepting, you know, that it wasn't just one community there, you know, there was a lot of immigrants coming, you know, from different nationalities, so they have to accept it, you know, and working or in the street, whatever, we cross each other, you know, and we have to get along, and I think that's what it made that change, you know, because probably before, when I got here, the most community you see in Chelsea was Puerto Rican, you know.
Yeah.
So they wasn't used to see other people from other nationalities, you know. And it was tough for them. That's why probably was the all the problem that was going on then, you know.
Yeah.
But with the time, you know, they start accepting it, and they see that we're not a bad persons, you know. We just came here to work and trying to make a life and make a living.
Now, do you find, are there any Puerto Rican or Dominicano, mariachi musicians, like, do any of those guys get involved in the music, or do they just kind of listen to it in the restaurants?
I have played with a Puerto Rican guy before. I didn't play with him that much, but he was good. He knew what he was doing, you know. Like I say, there is all over, you know, Latin America, there's mariachis. Doesn't matter where you go, you know. Caribbeans or whatever you go, you know, there's some sort of mariachi in any country, you know, in any city. And that's why, you know, it doesn't matter where you play. You're going to find somebody who knows the style, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And do you, so each region doesn't have its own, like, regional style, you know?
No. Pretty much the mariachi music is just the way it is, you know, international.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you go, it's pretty much the same style, same arrangement, you know. Sometimes when a mariachi is like a big and they have a history, you know, they can sort of change the arrangements, they do something different here and there, you know, but it's not that much. If I go to a different mariachi, I start getting it like that, you know, because it's not much of the different, you know. It's pretty much the same rhythm all the time, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What who are the mariachis that most influenced you?
Like, most influenced me?
Yeah.
Well, you have to be the best mariachi of the world, you know, that is Mariachi Vargas.
Yeah.
That's from Mexico.
Yeah.
And from this side, you know, in the United States, the mariachi that I like most is Sol de Mexico.
Sure.
They from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Hernandez is the director.
Yeah.
He was born here, but he's
in the U.S.
Awesome. Yeah. He was here in the U.S. He born here, but he's awesome. You know? He's great. And like I was saying before, he kind of bring the mariachi music a little bit off of the classic music. You know.
Yeah.
He put some new interesting, you know, in every arrangement that he does. So on this side of the in the United States, you know, that's the best mariachi for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you how about for Norteño groups?
Norteño groups?
Yeah.
Well, in back in my country, the Norteño group that is always been there, and you turn on the radio and it's right there. It's Tigres del Norte.
Yeah, sure.
Tigres del Norte, they always there.
Yeah, they're great. They're
but
great.
When I came to this country, I found more groups. You know, they are very interesting. You know, they play more. They put more difficult stuff into the music. You know, and I like it.
Okay. Do you ever listen to any conjunto music from down in Texas? Down with stuff.
Yeah. Well. Probably the solace guys, you know, like Garbrook or I kind of like that, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Does any of that stuff get up here? You know, like is there any kind of I guess like migration of people or styles from down along the Texas-Mexican border up here, or is it mostly people from farther south coming in?
No, not really. Not that I know. But like in festivals and stuff like that we have done,
mm-hmm.
we find sometimes country group, you know, playing in festivals and fairs,
okay.
things like that.
Yeah.
We have share stage with them, you know. And it's always pleasant, you know.
Yeah.
It's always pleasant.
Are there any Latino country music groups around here? Or is it?
Not that I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. There's a lot of I see a lot in common between the two. And, I mean, I know that they're totally different musics, but
yeah. But the thing that we have in common is that we're from the country. You know, we're not from the city.
Yeah.
And that's what identified us, I think, because country music, like the word said, you know, country, it's come from the country. You know?
Yeah.
And mariachi group is from the outside too. You know, it's not from the city, so it's more for the outside people. You know.
Okay.
That's what I think we have in common.
You know, you said that you're a songwriter.
I do write songs.
Do you write Norteño stuff, or do you write mariachi stuff? Or,
I write both.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I write both.
Okay.
In the future, I'm planning to record a CD with our mariachi group.
Okay.
Because, like I said, we recorded a CD before with a Norteño group.
Yeah.
And I was singing, and my partner too. So we did like half and half. You know, he sang my songs, and I sang part of them too.
Okay.
For the CD.
Okay. You don't have any more copies, dude.
I don't have none with me, but I can get you one in the future if you would like.
Yeah, I'd love one. Yeah. I could give you money today. I don't know how much they cost, but
No. I'll get it for you.
Okay.
I mean, we did this, and finally, when we finished the product, you know, the CD was ready to make copies and stuff. The group dissolved, so we didn't do anything pretty much with it, you know. But I still got the music, you know. Still have the CD, the copies, you know. And I mean, the CD is right there, you know. Yeah. Just he's now playing with his own group, and I think he's recording some other stuff, you know. I don't know who writes the songs or stuff like that, but they're working on it, you know.
Yeah.
And, pretty much this product that we did is just stuck right there, you know, because we can't do much with it, you know, because he owned part of it and I own part of it.
Oh, I see.
That's how it goes, you know.
Do any of your songs, are any of them local? You know, like, do any of them talk about life here?
Not really. They're pretty much love songs.
Sure,
know?
Yeah,
they,
of course.
They talk about women, of course, you know.
Right.
Yeah, about breaking hearts, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that, you know. Yeah, that's what I write the most, you know. It's about history, you know, between a couple and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do for now, you know.
Okay, sure. Fair enough. Well, I mean, that's the great thing about the music too. I mean, it's just so I don't know. I mean, listen, he is so, like, emotional. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I hope you can understand everything that I said.
Clearly, it clears
about. Believe it or not, this is my first interview in English.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
It's not like I'm used to it, you know,
yeah.
I'm trying my best, you know.
Okay. Did you speak English before you came here? I mean, English is perfect, so.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
All right. I'm curious. I know that Elias does, like, 20 million different jobs, you know, like, he's got this place, he has his own business, he runs like 40 different groups.
Oh yeah.
Do you work in addition, like, do you have a job in addition to playing music?
Oh, or yeah.
Do you just
make I always have. Yeah, when I first came here, I started working in a factory in South Boston.
Okay. I was doing what?
There was some kind of meat process, you know.
Yeah.
some stuff like that, and it was called LaSalle, of course. I did that for 4 years.
Okay.
And I have different jobs, you know. But right now, for the last 5.5 years, I'm driving. I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing for now, as a full-time. And my music is kind of part-time, you know,
yeah,
during the weekend.
How many nights a week do you play, usually?
Well, depends. It's kind of depend the season, you know. Like right now, it's really slow.
Okay.
We're playing 2 nights, during the weekend.
Yeah.
But November, December, all that, we were playing 4 nights a week, you know.
Oh, wow.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
So it was pretty tough for me to get enough in the morning, you know, because my shift start really, really early, you know,
yeah,
like
sure.
five in the morning.
Yeah.
And usually we finish up playing around midnight, you know. So
yeah,
it's kind of tough, you know. But
hey, how are you?
Good to see you again. You gonna eat something?
How was it?
Good.
Hey, how are you? What's your name? I can't remember.
Anderson.
Anderson. Good to meet you.
So Elias is here. You can start with him now.
All right.
Oh, well.